I'm here today, Friday, June 29th, 2018, with Donna Barr. Okay, so what does the library mean to you?
The library is access to the world. It is for communities that may not have full educational opportunities. You can get everything at a library, including even college courses, how to learn a language, how to cook, how to fix anything. It's a safe place for kids to be. It's a great place where you can use computers. Basically, you put your tax money in to pay for the library because the library benefits all of us all the time. We seriously support our libraries up here.
How has the library changed your life?
Well, I don't know if it's changed it, because when I got up here, I had come from Bremerton, Seattle, places like that that had good library systems. I got up here, the library system was still fabulous, and it still keeps improving. And I grew up with a Carnegie library, so I have really never known a time when I didn't have access to a very good library. So, but I can imagine what it would be like. I mean, it would be starvation of the mind.
What are your earliest memories of visiting the library?
My earliest memories of a library, I believe, were the Carnegie Library in Everett. And you would walk into it, and you would get that library smell. And they had things like the entire Kipling collection, the original one. They had wonderful, wonderful stacks. I mean, it was like your original of a library system in America. And anything has gone forward from that is from the Carnegie Libraries. There's a Carnegie Library downtown in Fort Angeles, which can no longer be used because it's just not big enough. And I think they use it for a museum, but they were beautiful brick buildings. And so that was some of my first experiences, and one of my experiences was school libraries up in Everett Mukilteo, which were well-funded, and they had a very funny censoring program for kids. Basically, it was the more adult books were on the top of the shelves. The little kids couldn't get at them. And the teachers had to call my mother and tell her that I was not allowed to climb the shelves. If I wanted a book, I would go get it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite memory about a Knowles library?
Oh, my God. Amazing books, movie nights, the fact that there is a fabulous non-only superhero comic book collection that's getting bigger, and it's some of the best stuff from around the world. I'm in the comic book industry, so I'm just amazed at some of the stuff they have here. All kinds of stuff. Crazy things like Valentine's Day, where you get chocolate out the ears, and pumpkin carving, and Valentine's, and just wonderful books and accessibility. And having watched the Friends of the Forks Library fight to make sure they could expand their library. Friends of the Clallam Bay Library?
Yeah.
Clallam Bay Library, yes. I get them mixed up because they're all so great, and I imagine the fight's been there for everybody. So recognition to those people.
Great. Thank you very much.